everybody. Welcome to another installment of our summer series of Love Bombs for you. This is Shayna, and while we're on a bit of a hiatus from our longer form podcast, Tracy and I are sending you these little short episodes to inspire you, make you think about something, bring some positivity to this crazy world. So we are very excited about the fall. Not only have we put the Pump and Dump Show, which is our touring comedy show for moms that we've been in business doing for the last 9 years, they're getting back on the road. So go check our Instagram and other social channels for all of that information. But we are preparing something really exciting and new for this podcast this fall. So keep that in mind, stay tuned, and I hope that you enjoy today's Love Bomb. I've been thinking a lot about gratitude lately, appreciation, because my lovely therapist told me that the universe rewards appreciation. And that was a lot for me to digest in that moment. And I've been kind of processing that statement and that belief. And I know that a lot of you guys already have kids that have gone back to school, or maybe they're still little and haven't started school yet. But for me, it's the last week of summer. So my kids are starting next week, and I have had many, many moments feeling completely over it, like done with the summer. I feel guilty for needing the space that I need. I've been resenting my parenting duties, resenting my husband for getting to go to an office every day. It's been a long summer, and we didn't do camps because we didn't know what the world was going to look like when you had to sign up for camp. So it's just been crazy, and Tracy and I have been working as much as we can this summer as well. So it's been crazy, and I'm done. I'm like in those final weeks, like my patience is very thin. Plus, in our house, we're dealing with a 10-year-old starting middle school. So needless to say, there's a lot of slamming doors and tears and fears. And mostly I just hear, "Mom, you don't understand." Like, yeah, I don't understand. But between those lovely moments is also incessant bickering between the siblings about who gets the gold table and which show, who wants to watch and whose turn it is to walk the dog. And I'm fried. And I'm trying to think back to all the years before this summer, when they were 2 and 3 or 5 and 6. And the truth is, it's never been easy. And there's also never been a pandemic before. But regardless, I sometimes feel this like compounded exhaustion of 10 years, 10 years of breaking points and challenges. And it's certainly changed. It's gone from diapers and survival to like literally teaching them how to be good human beings. But essentially, it's effort and time, and I have a finite amount of energy to give, and summers are really hard. So I've been thinking about what my therapist said and this idea that gratitude can actually change your life. It's a much deeper concept, and whether you believe in the woo-woo or not, it's empirically a very positive, nice way to look at things, no matter if you believe in that stuff or not. The universe will reward your appreciation. Gratitude is energy. Changing your thoughts can change your life. Well, it's easier said than done, right? Because of all the things that I just described, the point that I'm at in my parenting this summer, plus the tendency that I have to put a ton of pressure on myself, especially as a parent. So how can we as moms find moments of gratitude and appreciation between these moments of frustration and fear and duties and exhaustion? And it reminded me of the other day, I was having one of those moments with a girlfriend because she had stopped by just to pick up my son, actually. And we were just trying to talk, like adult talk, for just 5 minutes. I mean, I had an appointment to go to, and she was helping me out, and I was going to grab him after, and you know, all this stuff. And we're just trying to have like a minute of adult conversation. And my son just kept trying to show us this YouTube video. And I was like, not having it. I was so over it. It was still morning, but I was like, at that point, like still done. And he just kept interrupting us. And he kept laughing so hard at this thing that he wanted to show us. And the other thing is, you know, how loud they play that stuff, right? So he's trying to show us and interrupt us. And this thing is playing like so loud. And it's super annoying. And he just kept starting it over to show us. And at the beginning, there's this like super loud music. It almost sounded like Minions or something. And it was like, and it was super frustrating. And he kept trying to show us. And when we finally, he holds it up like in front of our faces. And when we finally look at the tablet, he didn't realize that on the YouTube channel right below it was this big advertisement. And it was the LGBTQ flag. And it said on it in big, bold letters, "I am gay." And my friend and I started laughing, knowing that that's not what he was trying to show us. And then he looks at the screen and his face was like so priceless. He was like, oh, and he just like clicking buttons trying to get on it. And he was so embarrassed, but he was laughing so hard. And we were laughing so hard. And it was such a silly moment. But I haven't stopped thinking about it because it was just another example of going from total frustration and annoyance and not being really present with my kids to laughing our butts off. And I haven't stopped thinking about how wonderful it was that he has such a great sense of humor about himself. And that silly embarrassment that he felt, he could easily turn into joy. And it was just this really nice moment. And also, if he is gay, I really hope that's exactly how he tells us one day. But that's what parenting is, right? Hating it and loving it in the same 2 minutes. And all we can do when we feel the guilt of those negative moments because the positive moments show us the light is just start over. And so I don't know if you've heard of Morgan Harper Nichols, but she is this incredible poet and artist who has a very popular Instagram, and I will tag it in the show notes. She's also a mom. And she has this amazing ability to write things that hit very hard, like every day. I'm always like, yes, yes, Morgan. And one of her posts recently was called Gratitude. And so I wanted to read it to you all today and just leave you with this. Gratitude. I hope you do not feel like you shouldn't be able to talk about how difficult it is to wait and trust in the process. Please do not let anyone make you feel like you are automatically ungrateful just because you are struggling to see where the light pours in. Yes, a daily practice of gratitude is incredibly valuable to your well-being, but it does not mean that you have to pretend you are immune to the strong emotions that come with waiting. Learning to trust in the process is about learning to trust that there is so much happening beneath the surface. Beneath the layers of worries, doubts, and long lists of things you have not figured out, there is endless, boundless grace that gives you room to feel what you need to feel while also moving forward one step at a time. Let this be what you're grateful for: the opportunity to keep going, to keep trying, to keep waking up each morning knowing that even if you didn't have the best start, or even if the failures of yesterday still seem to haunt you, you are free to try again. You are free to trust and embrace the process of learning every lesson you need to learn that you know is only going to prepare you for whatever lies ahead.